This is April 21st, and the next meeting is on May 12th, 1991, in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Good morning, Bartholomew.
So then, my friends, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Dr. Aiken, I love you. I'd like to start today by reading something out of a text that my friend Mr. Moore has found. It's Colin Wilson's book, Beyond the Occult, and I want to use it as a springboard for what I hope will be an interesting, happy, experiential day for you. Realize, please, that from now on, what my job is very clearly is to stretch you as far and as wide as you can be stretched by this energy before the time that we no longer have these kinds of dialogues. The vaster you allow yourself to be stretched in the next months and years remaining, the less fear there will be about anything. Not just this material leaving, but about the situation of the world, the situation of your economy, your own personal economy, your life, your health, your love affairs, whatever it might be. You see, my friends, the bigger you are, the less space, the less anxiety there is in and about you. So the job is to try to stretch. Now, the reason that we have workshops is not to make you have to, you know, trudge the many miles up to the mesas and so forth just to punish you, but rather as the hope that in those 2 days of intensives, what we hope to do is to stretch you. Now, some of you comment that you get stretched and then you go home and you shrink. And we would like to deal with that in some way as well today, if it becomes appropriate. But please understand the idea behind any teaching. Any teaching, any set of experiential exercises, anything at all, is to get you so vast and so large that if I could insult you or maybe even have fun with you a minute, to increase the size of your playground. Your playgrounds are very small. There aren't a lot of things in them, except those things that you are accustomed to, that are very ordinary, that you know so well that you can do them blindfolded. So the idea here is to excite you about ever new extensions of consciousness. And in order to do that, there are various ways, very old, ancient techniques, and some, we hope, new ones, that will be coming into the earth plane to help you stretch and stay stretched. And with that understanding, I'd like to read this beginning, which is by someone who was hitchhiking around the world, and the year is 1964. The important thing for you to remember, my friend, is that this person had not undergone hundreds of hours of intense anything. Certainly no Bartholomew, certainly just this person's own consciousness, this person's own awareness. But it's interesting, please, to understand that he is in a foreign country experimenting with his own awareness. Why do we drag you to these funny places around the globe? Why? What is the point? One of the points is that when you remove yourself from your traditional environment, your playground, as it were, and give you a new playground to move around in, you find out new things about yourself. The idea is not for you to go and fall in love with all of these exotic other places, although that is always helpful. The more love that you can get engender in you for any place in the world or any part of yourself is ever helpful. But the idea here, my friends, is when you are on a tour, when you take yourself, for example, to new cities, new countries, new lands, what you are doing is you have an upfront, head-on collision with your own awareness. You will find out immediately where you have fear and where you do not, where you feel pleasure and release and where you are judgmental, where you have a sense of love and humankind and where you are very small, isolated, and perhaps filled with righteousness. You find yourself around every corner. That is the point of travel. Is not so much to visit new and strange and exotic places, but as a partial response from a strange exotic place, you find out strange exotic parts of yourself that you never understood and that you never had to confront. When you find yourself in a foreign airport on an airline that has been hijacked, the month before, and you have the same airline and the same number, and there you are, let us say, in Cairo, what happens to you? Who are you? What parts of your awareness do you find? How do you then confront those? There is a purpose. It's elasticity. The hope is that whatever we do in the remaining months that we have, you will become elastic. And we will describe today one way of looking at the diagram of how to be elastic. All right, so here's the reading. I had been through a great deal of emotional turmoil and privation during my travels and arrived at Cyprus with great relief at having left the scenes of my suffering behind. One evening, I was sitting gazing vacantly at the sea in the afterglow of sunset, having just finished a meal in a little Greek eatery, feeling very tranquil and relaxed. Will you please note that word? If there's anything we have been yelling at you, it's you will get nowhere unless you relax. You see? So, we take you to Taos for 2 days. The last 2 hours, you relax. Because you know you can go home, so... I began to feel a strange pressure in my brain. I would like for you to substitute, instead of brain, head. I don't think we have to worry too much about the brain as an organ, just rather as a spatial something within the cranium expanse itself. It was as if some deliciously loving hand had slipped numbingly under my skull and was pressing another brain on top of mine. I felt a thrilling liquidity of being, an indescribable sensation, as if the whole universe was being poured into me, or perhaps, rather, as if the whole universe was welling up out of me from some deep center. My soul, in quotes, thrilled and swelled, and my consciousness passed out across the ocean and the land in all directions, through the sky and out into space. Within moments, I was among the stars and the planets and strange entities of space. Somehow I was aware of great beings millions of miles high, moving in space through which the stars could be seen. Wave after wave of revelation swept through my whole being, too fast for my normal mind to record, other than the joy and the wonder of it. Thank you. Those are just beginning trace patterns that I ask you to take home with you today. What this reading does, I hope, for you is to begin the stretching process on the mental plane. You see, new awarenesses start when you begin to stretch that which is most available to you, which is the mental plane. So when we put mental concepts into you, which they are now there, they begin to hum in their own way. There is a kind of rapport now. There is no one in this room or anyone hearing this tape who will ever now be surprised at the reality that there are beings millions of miles high. There is no one who will be surprised at the capability of one human consciousness to move up out of its restricted limitation and move out in all directions in order to experience entirely new series of consciousness. So let us put deeply in place once again for you. This is not new. Many of you know this material. Let us please just relive it. And in the reliving of it, let us re-enlighten it. Let us, in another word, realign yourselves with it, so that you get a very definite mental, emotional, physical picture of what it is you are trying to do. All right? It's very simple, which you don't believe. All right. So the first step is to get the mind engaged. People say, oh, people shouldn't read, people shouldn't read. I say, oh, yes? People should read. It is one of the great expanses. It is one of the beginning places to stretch. My friends, this is the basic diagram. You have a physical body. Of that, you have no question. You have a mental body. Of that, you should have no question. You live in it most of the time. You have an emotional body. Now, that's frightening because half of you don't like to live there. You do all you can not to live there. Therefore, we have drugs and we have alcohol and we have television and we have all kinds of, even some of the healthy, in quote, things are also ways to avoid that emotional body. That body that says, this is how I feel, this is really the way I feel, and I have to be aware of the fact that I have an emotional body and be willing to face the feelings therein. You also have others, which we don't need to define too much, but we've done it in the past. You have something that could be called an astral body, but that word is very misleading because you have all kinds of ideas about that. One way we could talk about it, you also have a dream body, and you also have a cosmic body, and you also have awareness, which is that which stands outside of all those bodies. You are all of those bodies. The you of your consciousness enters, explores, inhabits, delights in constantly all of those bodies, and you do it all at the same time. You have been told, and you crack your mental body against this truth, all things are happening at the same time. Yes, 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 everyone says. The mental body says, what do you mean? And the mental body inhabiting this location in time-space is not capable of understanding that, and it doesn't need to. You do not have to talk yourself into it, which is what most people do. They repeat it so much that they think now they understand it because they've said the words, they've said the words, they've said the words. For example, people come and they say, I say, who are you? And they say, I am light. And I look at them and all I see is this confusion all around them. And I say, oh, how did you come to that conclusion? Well, I have been saying it to myself for months and years. And so now I know myself to be light. Well, what I ask you is to not be so hard on yourselves and do not have to try to see the light here through the mental, physical apparatus of your physical body. You can know that you are absolute light without seeing it explode in your physical manifestation. Do not make this harder than it needs to be. It is absolutely true that a great enlightened one sees light in all times and in all places, should it choose to. It also is true that an enlightened one can turn the dial down so they see physical form. How does Mary Margaret know when it's time to begin our sharing? It's because no longer is she in that physical manifestation body that sees persona, but rather has moved to that place where there's nothing but undulating power and light. Then she says, oh, I see, I'm out of my ego, I'm out of my self-identification, I'm out of all of my own introspective self, and have expanded into a great, vaster space of consciousness from which this greater space of consciousness offers certain information. I have told you, when you figure out who Bartholomew is, the game is up. If you are looking for some blob of consciousness out there that has a t-shirt on it saying, I am Bartholomew, you are going to have to wait a long time. What I'm asking for you to realize is the excitement that in this physical body, with the facts of your physical manifestation that sees things on certain frequencies, you have the wonderful agility to almost leap like a child from stone to stone across a stream, from ever lower ground to ever higher ground, to be able to leap to ever expanded places of consciousness that are alive and well and available to you now. If you believe you have to wait to die to expand, then, my friends, you will wait to die to expand, only to find that you could have done it all along. What we are trying to say with ever-increasing power to you, please, is this is not difficult. It begins with the mental awareness there are expansions ready for me at this moment. In this wonderful explanation, a relaxed human being in a state of safety relaxes, and in that relaxation, the expansion happens. You can say, oh, this one must have been a very special kind of a person, you know, must have had many, many, many lifetimes as a guru and many lifetimes as a... I say, how do you know? Maybe the last life he was a long-distance runner. Maybe he was a nurse. Maybe he... How do we know? And let us not put labels on things. The reason for the reading is to excite you. If you are not excited by the possibilities described in that reading, then don't bother to come anymore. Because the entire purpose of our remaining time together is to convince you that such expansion is not only possible, but inevitable. It is inevitable. The only thing left to decide is when. Expand you will. When you decide. When is your choice. That you will is not up for discussion. Why? Because I have told you, you are living on many, many, many levels at the same time. Many. And all of those vast parts of you that are not stuck in this one reality called human incarnation, human body, human limitation, are living these vast, magnificent sweeps of awareness, and you flow in and out of them all the time. One of the reasons that sleeping is such fun, and you must admit it's fun or you wouldn't do it so much. You wouldn't get stuck. I couldn't sleep last night. I couldn't sleep last night. Why don't you say, oh, so wonderful. I couldn't sleep last night. Spent the whole night awake. But what do you say? Oh, I couldn't sleep last night. What am I doing? I'm doing something. Now, why? Is it just that, in someone's words, it's wonderful to zone out of the human zone? Is that why? No. The delight is when you leave this point of reference, which is the physical world and your physical life within it, in that moment of release, you begin the expansion into freedom. The minute that you fall asleep, you are a free agent. You can go and play wherever you want to go and play. Your limitation, my friends, is that you have no idea the number of places that you can go to play. You have restricted yourself to what I would call either the low or high astral, and you keep going back, but isn't it a little bit boring? Haven't you really finished with the low or high astral? A lower astral is an anxiety dream. The higher astral is one of those great, wondrous, happy dreams. You wake up with a great grin on your face, and you feel just wonderful. All right, now that's all there. But there are other areas that you can move into when you drop. And the reason that I ask you, here we go again, the reason why I ask you to keep focused inside of your physical body and being aware of what's going on every moment is the more that you do that in the day, in your day life, the easier it's going to be for you to slip out into these vast areas of consciousness. You do it night after night after night without recall. Your joy and your hope and your desire is to begin to have that recall. Would it not be marvelous to go to sleep, experience that, and come back with the knowing of it? And you can do this. There is no rule or regulation. The rules and regulations are in you on this earth plane and inhabit your physical body. So let's talk about a model of consciousness. I've talked several times about the basic idea, which is, Let us start with the knowing that there is this indescribable something that is described as potentiality. Potentiality. The potentiality of all. If you want to talk about God or Brahman or whatever without using a word, instead of calling it, that's another thing, but you could call it potentiality. Because in that potentiality are all things. And potentiality just simply is. And it rests in what could be called and has been experienced as the stillness of consciousness. It is that magnificent point that is everywhere present. It is everywhere and nowhere. It is all of it. It is the no thing and the thing. It is the created and the uncreated, and that which does the creating, and that from which all creation comes. It has no name. To name it is to say a lie. To talk about it is to only point at it. But to just hear that this great, vast potentiality is what it is to begin to move toward it in your consciousness. I ask you to listen to these words. Having heard it once again, this is not your first time, having heard it yet again, I ask you please to spend as much of your day as you can resting in the knowing of the potentiality of pure conscious awareness. It rests there. And when you, as creator, as experiencer of reality, on any level, move towards some kind of a yearning out of the potentiality, what has happened is this vast potentiality, which is everywhere present, constantly there, interfaces intimately with that which is you. And out of that wonderful interface, you have creation. That is how you create your own reality. You do not create it out of the arrogant stance of I. You create it out of the interface with that potentiality. The moment that that interface is in motion, you have motion. The minute you have motion, you have the coming together of like areas of consciousness. So the moment that you decide deeply within you to create yourself as a happy, enlightened, conscious, expansive, endlessly creative human being, the minute that you feel that desire to create that view of yourself within you, the minute that rises, what happens is the potentiality and that view begin to commingle, and at the same time, and this is the wonderful thing about having other humans, all of those parts of human consciousness that have ever had the same potentiality to create that come flooding towards you as a magnet does to another magnet of like power. So in the very statement of what it is you want to create yourself as, you draw from all of the universal consciousness, both in the human plane and other, the power to make those things real. How do you create? This is how you create. You do not create it alone in your lonely I-self of human understanding. Please understand that. You could say that there are many other selves. This is where the idea of a higher self comes in. Now, please don't stop with the idea of a high self, because your high self is not millions of miles tall. But there are parts of your awareness that are millions of miles tall. It does not carry the name of your higher self. The higher self is yet another creation that then has potential and this wonderful creative potentiality, which then creates yet another greater sphere of consciousness. And the only limitation is your belief that you cannot move from one reality to another. How do you break down that belief? Let us go back to the basic idea again. We have told you You are not what you think you are. You are not your body. You are not your emotions. You are not your thoughts. Although you experience all of those things. What you are, and we defining these things is very, very tenuous. So just for today, could we play with an idea? That let us say that you are this great, magnificent potentiality of consciousness that one moment decided it wanted to experience something called whatever name you carry. Ray. And so moving toward all of the ways that that happens, we have the creation of Ray, Charlene, Guy, Joan, Carolyn. Do you see? It goes on and on and on. That potentiality, now made very, very, very aware of what it wishes to do, moves into the world of form and formation. Realize you can't have form without formation. And forms and creates you. You then become alive, aware within that creation. You then experience all things out of that creation. You are seeing, remember early on, the earliest years, we talked about the great sea of consciousness. And in that sea of consciousness are these wonderful spherical particles of light. Remember that? Those of you that have been listening to this all these years? Those particles of light are what I want you to think of as you. You in your physical body, this day, this moment. Now, when your focus is in that particle of light, you experiencing yourself as Ray, as Charlene, whatever. And everything that you see comes out of that point. Now, I ask you something. If you decide to believe me today, whatever day you decide is fine. If it's not today, another day. If you decide to believe me, or at least attempt to try to believe me, which is good enough, to begin to withdraw your belief that that's all that you are, just begin to play with the idea, maybe I could expand outside of my physical body. You know, all of those exercises that we have you do when you come to Taos and other places, what do? Expand outside of your body, go to the trees, go to the mountains, go to the vastness beyond, beyond, beyond. What are we doing? Stretching, stretching, stretching. When you continuously do this, day after day, moment after moment, you begin to realize that you can stretch yourself outside of your smallness into something so vast that what happens is very interesting. It's not that you as Ray or Charlene or Guy or Joan or Carolyn diminishes. You still have a sense, sort of, but there is so much else going on that the relative importance fades. If you have 6 billion things going on, one thing is not going to look very interesting. Do you understand? Now, what you do when you choose to re-enter is just to choose to ignore the 6 billion. And now we have the reverse process. Oh, enough of that vastness. Let's get very, very limited again. And so here we come, and here we come. Some of you wake up grumpy because you don't like coming back to being so small. You wake up and you're feisty and you kick the dog and you kick your friends and you yell on the telephone and you wake up in what is called the human grumblies. Now, what is a human grumbly? Usually, it's someone who, especially if you've gone to bed in a non-grumble state, if that's the case, in a wonderful, sweet, relaxed state, you've been in the hot tub, I don't know, whatever, and you're feeling loved, and all of a sudden you wake up, what is this? This is probably, oh my God, I'm back in this again. And it was such fun out there. And I was having, you see, my friends, it's like free fall. It's like free fall without fear. It's just like moving through endless spaces without fear. You see, once you leave the physical, once you leave your physical identification and move out there, there's no fear. What is there to fear? You're just consciousness experiencing different aspects of consciousness. And there's no fear in that. The fear is, oh my God, what's happening to my body? Is my body safe? Who's taking care of it? You know, is it all right? Have I left for good? And sometimes have I left for good? You know? There's all kinds of potentiality in there. But the But the wonderful motion here is to get the deep idea that as you begin to explain to yourself the delight that you have the ability to dance and leap from identity to identity, you'll begin to do it. And that is what we will focus on for the remainder of this time. How do you do that? And if you will please rest into the relaxation of your body and say to yourself, it's not going to be hard, and yes, I can do it. The mantra running through all your minds is, I know I won't be able to do it. I couldn't learn my times tables in elementary school, and I never could stay inside the lines, and I failed chemistry, and I've had 3 marriages, and I'm a mess. I can't do this. I know it. You can do it. All right. The first and most helpful tool that you can use from this moment on is the yearning to experience that we described. The incredible yearning to experience something other than your limited consciousness. You are stuck in the limits of your beliefs that you are a body with limited powers. And I will grant you, your bodies are limited. I am not asking you to disintegrate your bodies. I'm asking you to stay in the body, stay in your identity that is that, but to begin to play an ever new game. Now, those of you who don't want to do anything, then none of this is going to work. But if you're willing to begin to do some things, there's some very simple things. And the first thing is, as many moments as you can of your day, and especially when you go into sleep state, is to begin to honestly play with your awareness. Take your awareness and push it out until it actually touches the walls of your room. I don't mean imagining it. Just imagine that you're going out until, bonk, you've hit something. You say, oh, I made that up. All right, try again. Boom. You do it enough, and you're going to realize, do you remember what this gentleman says? He says something could be said to have come up out of him and went out. He said he felt it both ways, but the truer statement is that it's something within that went out. Well, that is the releasing of your consciousness from its limited concept of self. And you can do that when you say, I want to do that, and I'm going to do that, and let's start doing it. Don't wait for the magic moment. Don't wait for the magic mantra. Don't wait for the magic anything. You are the magic. And your awareness is exactly what you want it to be. So when you begin this practice and moving against the walls, and then soon you will begin to get the delight. This is more fun than jogging. You know, if you release, what are those, endorphins? If you release those, you can't imagine what you begin to release in your whole being when you begin to get up out of yourself. When you say, I want out of myself, what are you saying? I am so tired of going through the same files, the same statements, the same thoughts, the same realities. I want something new. How do you begin it? Just begin it. Begin to stretch. When you feel yourself to the walls, then begin. What's beside the walls? Now, my friends, look. You do not have to go out there and take your Jeep and go over the terrain of the mountains to see what's out there so that you can expand into it. This gentleman had this happen so quickly, so rapidly, so magnificently, forcefully, and he had no idea was out there. He just went. It happened. It was happening. And that's the kind of expansion you are looking for, isn't it? Is there anyone in this room that doesn't want that? Because if so, then you're encapsulated in fear and none of this is going to help you. Find a way to be fearless. How do you get fearless? Practice. practice expansion. When you really feel that something real is happening, then things begin to happen. All right, so you expand, and then you expand ever. Keep pushing, keep pushing. Now, you don't have to worry about going too far, because if you are really doing this, you will hit a wall. You will hit a wall. You will realize that you have hit that parameter past which you cannot at that moment expand. And you don't have to sit down and spend $75 an hour in analysis to ask why. The fact is you've hit a wall. Just keep practicing until that wall becomes no longer there. You practice by practicing. And please remember, you go in all directions. Sometimes it's easier to just expand from right to left out this way. But my friends, that is not the sum total of your consciousness. It goes in all directions at once. And if you can begin to practice, even if it's just in the room, to practice going in all directions like one of those wonderful moments when everything just pushes out in all ways. You know, you blow up a balloon and it goes in all ways. That's the kind of expansion that we're looking for. And you begin to pay attention to what you're feeling. You begin to feel something getting bigger. You begin to find, as you do this day after day after day, am I asking for consistency? Yes, I am. When you're seated at the stoplight, or when you're waiting for someone, or when you're walking, I don't care what you're doing, whether you're eating or... When you learn to live in two worlds at the same time, you can find exciting things happen. You know, someone said to me, but I can't do that because when someone I love is talking to me, I want to give them my full attention. Now, most of the time, when you're giving someone your full attention, it is from a very, very small view. There is you, there is them, there's your opinions about them, their opinions about you, all of your past, all of their past, all of the billions of interactions you've had, many of which may not be happy. So you are sitting in a creation of you, of your relationship, you and other. I don't care if it's your parents, if it's your children, if it's your love, it's your neighbor, it's your boss, whoever. Any relationship is a creation that two people have 100% each created, and you're sitting in it. And as you begin to sit in this thing, you begin to sense, you know, if I got bigger, this might go better. If I got bigger, this might go better. And if you will begin, but you see, you don't want to leave your home ground because you might lose. You know, you don't want to leave the base for fear somebody's going to steal it, you know. So you kind of sit there waiting. You know, I've got to stay in here and I have to keep all of my awareness here because I might miss something and something. You know that feeling? Do you know that feeling? I have to be here. Now, the wonderful knowing is that you can be fully, totally here and expanded at the same time. And what happens is there is a lot more playground for two people to roam around in, which means there's a lot more potential. There's a lot more of that unspeakable, mysterious, unnameable something called potentiality. Because the moment you expand into potentiality, and that's what you now have access to. Something brand new. Not an old idea, not an old way of trying. I've got to do this right. I've got to do this right. No, you don't have to do it right. You don't have to do it right. You have to do it from as big an expansion as you can. How get there? Begin to expand your awareness. The more that you do this, as you sit day by day expanding into those vastnesses that become tangible realities, then you will understand what I'm talking about. Many of you have already done this in various ways. Many of you have done it spontaneously and you call it a miracle. There are no miracles and everything's a miracle. The wonder here is that you can, at your own choosing, expand. If you don't have enough money, expand. If you don't have enough of whatever, expand. Give us more room to play. You know, we are a part of that potentiality. I've told you again and again, try to leave us a lot of space. You know, if you say, all right, I want this hot love affair, and the only person I can have it with is X, then we are doomed. Because X may be sitting on the other side saying, I want this great love affair, and the only person it can't be with is you. So where is the creativity? What do we do? What do we do? You know, we are part of the potential. We are part of that vast potentiality. People say, what is Bartholomew? It's just creative potentiality, waiting to be used in any creative moment of your own choosing. No name, no form. Just use it. And the minute that you begin to expand, that's what's there, greater potentiality. How do you think inspiration comes, and what is it? It's when you get past your own limits into that that is all around, the spatial, magnificent potentiality, and ever new things enter and transform. You call it inspiration. We call it ordinary. We call it the way things are. We call it ever new, ever wondrous, ever as it is. We call it, that is the job, to expand your consciousness. And as you begin to play, you will begin to understand you have the most incredible toy to play with. If you're lonely, you're playing with the wrong set of toys. You're waiting for someone to knock on the door, open the door. Oh, my dear, I've come to spend the rest of my life with you. Well, potentially that could be wonderful. Potentially that could be a jailer, you know, at the penitentiary. They have people that say that too. So what you really want, although you may phrase it to hide it from yourself, what you want is to expand so this incredible potentiality is alive and moving in your life. And you do it by expanding so there's room for it. You know, in your terminology of the New Age, it's called creating, clearing your space. All right, now, I know there are certain ways to clear your space psychologically and so on. Do whatever you want. That's not what I mean. When I say clearing your space, I mean get yourself so vast that your space is so huge that that is where inspiration comes. If you don't have any money, it's because you haven't connected with the inspiration of your life that's going to pulsate you into having money. And the smaller you get through fear and restriction, the worse it gets, have you noticed? The more frightened you are about anything, losing your love, losing your health, losing your money, losing your house, losing your car, your job, the more afraid you get, guess what? There's less and less spontaneous combustion. There's less way that we can access, and we, I mean the vastness of these millions of tall, wonderful things. And they are marvelous, marvelous, marvelous. You will love them. In fact, you already love them because you're already part of them. But this little you that's pretending not to know, I just want you to remember that they're all out there, you know. You're out there. You are out there. You, that which is you, that, is out there. And it's another ever-expanding experience to have. It's all out there. It's endless. Remember the definition? It's endless. Endless, endless, endless expansions. Marvelous. Marvelous. So, get going. There's a lot to do. There's a lot to experience. There's a lot to participate in. There's a lot. You know, if you stop looking through the garbage cans to find out what the problem is, I'm not saying you shouldn't do that, but there's a point at which the garbage cans are no longer interesting. And you don't even want a clean garbage can. What you want is something brand new, expanded, delightful, with new playing in it, with new inspiration, with new possibility, with new potentiality. Many of you think that this physical plane limits you to a certain sphere of seeing. And I am here to say that is nonsense. You have created this event. How do you think this came about? Enough of you decided, let's get a vaster view of things to come and hang out with us one Sunday a month in Albuquerque, and we will pretend that we don't know that, and we will sit there in the audience, and this thing will sit up front, and we will do all of this, and then we will pretend that we're getting smarter and wiser and more expanded and more wonderful and more loving, and that is the nature of this particular game that we are playing together. But never forget, it is you who thought up the game. It is you who met and melded with potentiality and said, let's play this game. Dr. John and Dr. Louisa Aiken and Justin Moore said, let us play this game, and it began. Mary Margaret fortunately said, all right. And it was a little bit questionable there for a while as to whether everyone was willing to play. But as long as, do you understand? So out of that potentiality came the encouragement to begin to create this event, which you call Bartholomew, which has no name and has no form that you have ever identified on the earth plane. It has no physical form. So whatever this is, who has created it? You have created it. Why is it leaving? Because you have created that it needs to leave. It is your creation, and we acknowledge this with all of the love. It is the coming together of potentiality that decides this is what we will create. And when we have created it and experienced it enough, then we'll say enough of that creation, and you will go on and do something else. And it will be bigger. You see, my friends, having allowed yourselves to create this, you're bigger. You are bigger. You created this. You're bigger. Every one of you. Those of you that have been here from the first, going on and on endlessly, you are bigger. You are vaster. And your next creation is going to be vaster than this. Because that's the law of creation. Ever vaster. You will not go backwards. You will not create something less. Do not be afraid of this or any kind of teaching or teacher or whatever leaving your sphere of influence. It only means that you are ready for something vaster, something more exciting, something more filled with the potentiality of consciousness. Do you see? This is your creation. I ask you to enjoy it. I think most of you have enjoyed it a lot. And in your enjoyment has come the enjoyment for many, 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 many parts of consciousness, far past your ability to understand it. You're moving your awareness on one Sunday a month into this creation, which is what you do. You join in this creation. Vast, huge. Every time you do that, you stretch. Every time you put on one of these funny little tapes, you expand. You become vaster. Don't give credit here. You did it. It's yours. You created it out of the yearning to be vaster. And this is what you got. Is this the end? No. This presentation has its limitations. And therefore, needs to end. And when it does, those of you who care enough about this experience will find you have access to that vastness without this. Remember, you created it. An immense number of you went together in one wonderful, wonderful song of consciousness and said, let's create this. And thank you for doing that, which has allowed this, whatever this is, to participate in a new way in the creation. Because, you see, someone asked, what is it from Bartholomew's side, whatever that word means? It's been fascinating, exciting, expansive. It's been wondrous, and we're not done yet. It's not today. Don't panic. But I want you to understand what you've done, so that out of that place in you that knows yourself to be the creator of consciousness, you can say to yourself, well done. I created something big. If I can create something that big, I can create something even bigger, even vaster. Which means, when you're on your own, in quotes, you will find that you're not on your own at all. That what you have done by your dedication to listening and being in the presence of all of this, you have created a very, very large opening. And when this magnet moves to the other side of creation, it will begin to pull you. Do you understand? When it's no longer here, but it moves there, wherever that is, we're just using silly words. When this creation that you have called Bartholomew leaves this particular structure of consciousness, moves to a vaster structure of consciousness, you will find that the magnet keeps pulling you. So if you have, if you're smart, you'll want me to leave soon. The sooner, the better. Understand? Look, just as you have a point of consciousness that moves from identity to identity, so does that which you have called Bartholomew. Now, back to the basics of how to do this. You begin by expanding. You also begin to play in a very definite way with your consciousness. For example, someone is talking to you. You can play the reality of you being isolated and them being there. But do you remember one of the first teachings we ever gave you? Do you remember the space? What we said is, please, while you are there in your awareness, expand your awareness so that the other person and you have a spatial relationship, so that you become aware of the space that joins you and other. Become aware of the life and the power and the beauty of something that moves between you and other. That means to sort of soft gaze on the space. I mean literally on the space. You say, but I can't, I'll see the floor. And I say, you're not practicing. This is why we haul you up to Taos, so you can practice. Sit down and practice, you see. And that's it. Just practice, practice. Pass the floor onto the space. You do this over and over again, moment after moment, moment after moment. What happens in a very short time, you become aware of the reality that space is filled with something. And it is that mysterious something that is the potentiality. And in that knowing, what you begin to do, my friends, in very simple terms, is you become identified not with your little self stuck in this body that has to fight for its rights, but you move out into this vast potential, which then is the point of reference that you meet other. And what almost always happens when you meet other from that wonderful openness is you realize they are not other. They are not other. That just as you and the space are somehow an extension of the same one, the same oneness, you begin to feel, not with your mind, but with some big part of your being, that that person and you are oneness. There's some oneness. And in that knowing, that feeling, that awakening, comes the letting go of your addiction to staying separate. Your addiction. In the end, my friends, the pain of your life is your absolute commitment to being separate. So, this is step one. I would ask you to practice. If you will do this slight bit of work between now and the next time some of us meet again, we can move to step two. It is your willingness to experience and experiment and play with your consciousness that allows us to bring expanding games into your life. If you are willing, if you will just simply begin the simple, simple exercises, you are going to create a space so vast in here that some incredibly transformative new information can come into you because you have created the space for it to exist. We cannot do that on our side. It has to come from your side. Because from the endless, magnificent stretches of consciousness, that which is the total potentiality of all things, it enters through you, collectively and individually. And the greater your commitment to that expansion, the vaster the information can be. We don't have a lot of time left to do this together. Please practice. If there's only a handful of you at the end, it's all right. It's all right. So, before I end, I would like to say once again to Dr. John and Louisa Aiken, it would never have happened without them. Their belief, their commitment to pure consciousness, as best as they could express it, has made this experience possible. And out of that, belief in the unseeable, the unspeakable, I say to Dr. John and Louisa, we thank you. And any time you're ready to come on over, John, I'm waiting for you. I love you all. I do deeply thank you for coming. Some of you I will never see again. Please expand. Play with that greatest of all toys, your consciousness. Those of you who would like to stay and play through a meditation, please do so. Thank you.